KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's baseball.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back here to another live broadcast of your Reading Colt 45's baseball. We are welcoming both teams out onto the field right now. We're about to start the national anthem here at Tiger Field. It's going to be Mr. Ron Jasecki out there tonight singing for us. And well, he's walking out onto the field right now. And with that, we're going to head straight into it.
And you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we wore, were so gallantly streaked, and the rocket red glare. In air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? The land of the free and the home of the brave.
Phenomenal performance there from, again, Mr. Ron Jasecki. So that'll bring out the Colt 45's defense onto the field. I'll go ahead and read off the lineup for y'all out there. It's going to be Arif Camacho once again hitting in that one spot, playing shortstop. Following him will be Kyle Norton playing first base. Bryce Tweet's going to be in center field once again. He'll be batting third as always. It'll be Wyatt Reginato batting cleanup, and he'll be back at third base tonight for the Colt 45s. Following him will be Blake Tweet back in the lineup tonight. He'll be playing right field like we're used to. Number 24, Derek Ray, is going to be batting sixth tonight, and he'll be in left. It'll be Nate Scott designated hit as the designated hitter, and he'll be in that number 7 spot. Mateo Mendoza will be behind the plate for the Colt 45s, and he is going to be batting in that number 8 spot. And then to finish things off for the Colt 45s, it'll be Jonathan Kumai, and he'll be playing second as usual. For the Fairfield Indians, actually, I'm sorry, forgot to give you who's pitching for the Colt 45s. It's going to be Peyton Jeffries out there on the mound trying to get it done for him tonight. And now I'll read off to you who he's going to be going up against. It'll be Mickey Nunez starting things off for the Fairfield Indians playing second base. DeAndre Gaines will follow playing shortstop and batting second. Ike Brown going to be playing third base. Sorry, DeAndre Gaines is in center field. I have a little typo here, but DeAndre Gaines will be in center field. Following him will be Ike Brown, again playing third base. Cameron Appling will be the designated hitter, batting cleanup for the Indians. Braxton King will be playing shortstop and hitting fifth. It'll be Will Robeson behind him and behind the plate once again. Zion Judkins will be over there at first base and batting seventh. Jalen Edmonds is going to be left field, and he'll be batting eighth. And to finish things up for the Indians, it's going to be Ivory Jones playing right field. Justin Bostaya is on the mound for the Fairfield Indians today. And with that, it looks like the plate meeting is going to clear up. Mateo Mendoza will head behind the plate, and Peyton Jeffries will get started warming up. Well, if you're with us last night, you'll remember that played about 3.5 innings, 3 2/3, and then the game was rained out. It was raining pretty heavy in the bottom of the third inning, which ultimately caused last night's Indians pitcher, I believe it was, well, give me a second to check here. It was Jameson Hogarth on the mound, and he had a pretty impressive performance up until that point. And then when the rain started coming down, he allowed 3 consecutive walks that ended up loading the bases, and ultimately, on the last pitch of the game, what turned out to be, he threw a wild pitch that went to the backstop and allowed a run to score, which was uncharacteristic of him throughout the night, which, it led to the umpires coming out and checking the mound. They found that it was getting pretty slick, as the ball was getting pretty slick as well, so Hogarth was just having a little bit of trouble gripping it. So, after even more rainfall and about a 30-minute delay, they decided just to go ahead and call it. I have not yet received word whether they're going to make up that game or what the deal is going to be with that. However, tonight it is a whole new ball game. Again, we've got Peyton Jeffries out there on the mound for the Colt 45s. And like that, we're going to welcome up Mickey Nunez, that number 1 spot, to the plate to start off the game. Now the home plate umpire is going to be saying something to that on-deck batter. They're asking him to get the bats inside the dugout. So Mr. Nunez is going to step up to the plate, and he'll start off this game. Let's see what he does. Pitch from Jeffries. Here it comes. Fastball right across the plate, strike 1. 0-1 count to start off Mickey Nunez. Has a nice pitch. Here comes the next one. Almost the exact same spot. Another fastball that came right across the plate for strike 2. Nunez hesitant to pull the trigger, but that was probably as good a pitch as he'll get. Now the 0-2. Here comes the delivery. That one's going to be fouled back and to the left. Count remain no balls and 2 strikes. It was another fastball, almost identical to the previous 2. This time Nunez decided to pull the trigger. However, facing some impressive velocity from the pitcher Jeffries, he was only able to foul that one off to the right side. Now it's going to be another fastball. This one will miss high, however. So the count will move to a ball and 2 strikes. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Curveball, and it's going to hit Mickey Nunez. in the back of the foot. Had some good movement, just did not move the direction they wanted it. So Nunez will be on with because he was hit. And interestingly enough, that was actually the same way that we got this game started yesterday. No, I'm sorry, it was a walk. For some reason, I thought Mickey Nunez was hit by a pitch yesterday in his first at-bat. Anyways, it'll be DeAndre Gaines up to the plate tonight for the Fairfield Indians now. He's got a runner on first, no outs. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be a low fastball, a little too low for the strike zone. Count's going to become a ball and no strikes. Nunez getting a good leadoff of first. Here comes the pitch. Fastball down the middle, strike one. It was a little low. DeAndre Gaines thought it was too low. Called a strike, however. So the count's going to be evened up at 1-1. Now the pitch from Jeffries. High fastball. This one's going to be fouled off into the right side of the parking lot. Fairfield Indians have swung the bat twice tonight between Nunez and Gaines, and both of them have been fouled off to the opposite side. They're having trouble catching up with that fastball from Jeffries. Now the pitch is going to be driven into center field. Under it is Bryce Tweed, and he will make the catch. The wind caught it a little bit. He ended up having to drift over towards the right side, but DeAndre Gaines is going to be put away on a flyout to center field. So it'll be Ike Brown, the third baseman, coming up tonight. Brown is, he's a big right-hander, number four. I've said it a few times already throughout the series, but he takes up almost the entire batter's box with his stance. And now the 0-0 pitch from Jeffries, here it comes. It's going to be swung on and fouled back into the net. Count will be no balls and a strike with an out. We've got Nunez still over there at first. Now the 0-1 pitch. Another fastball swung on, this time missed for strike two. That fastball sure is working for Peyton Jeffries tonight. Now no balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. High fastball. Brown lays off of it that time for ball one. That was a good pitch from Jeffries, trying to walk him up the ladder there. However, Brown shows some good discipline laying off of it. Now he's going to ground one up the middle. Kumai's got it on a backhand glove flip to Camacho at second, over to first. Double play. My, oh my. That was as impressive as a play as you will ever see. Jonathan Kumai slid on a knee to backhand that ball as it was going up the middle, then flipped it with his glove to Camacho, covering second, who threw it over to first, and they got the double play to get Jeffries out of the inning. Exactly how the Colt 45s want to start out this game. They'll go in and grab the bats now as we head into the bottom of the first. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Lucky Miller's Deli and Market. They're tonight's sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball, and they've just moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. So go pay them a visit and get yourself a bite to eat. And we'll head to the bottom of the second.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, features delicious deli sandwiches and burgers, like the Lucky Club, a specialty BLT, or their barbecue beef sandwich. You can also try Lucky's famous half-pound burger, peanut butter and jalapeno jelly burger, their A1 burger, or Lucky Miller's Master Burger. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order, or order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market, open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., where our food speaks for itself.
This is Carl Bott. Join us Monday as we welcome Dr. Doug Craig and we talk about mass shootings in the United States. These mass shootings are not caused just by guns. There's a lot of other problems, and we're going to address that all on Monday, right here. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
All righty, folks. Welcome back here to the bottom of the first inning at Tiger Field in this matchup between the Reading Colt 45s and Fairfield Indians. It's the second game of what was supposed to be a four-game set. It'll probably become a three-game set after the rainout last night. It'll be Areve Camacho up to bat to start things off for the Colt 45s tonight. He'll be facing off against Justin Bostaya. Here comes the first pitch. Curveball high, ball one. So the count will be a ball and no strikes to Areve Camacho. Now the 1-0 pitch. Low fastball. That one's going to be ball two. So quickly, Camacho jumps ahead in the count. Two balls and no strikes. Now Bostaya sets up again. Here comes the pitch. Low fastball goes right past the glove of the catcher, Will Robeson, and that'll bring it to a 3-0 count. So Bostaya seemingly having quite a bit of trouble with his control to start things off early here. Now I'll set up once again. Here's the 3-0 pitch. That'll be a fastball in there for strike one. So after throwing three consecutive balls to start things off, he's able to find the strike zone. Count moves to three balls and a strike now. Camacho steps back in. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Fastball, low, ball four. That was close to the zone, but not close enough. So Camacho's on with a walk. That'll bring up Kyle Norton. We saw it in the first game with this Indians team. Walks were a pretty big problem. In fact, walks kind of have been plaguing the opponents of the Colt 45s throughout the season. We haven't seen a lot of teams that have really disciplined control over their pitching. Let's see if the Indians can turn around the narrative tonight, however. Norton's going to line one down the first baseline. That'll be a base hit, maybe more. Norton's going to hold up at first, but Camacho will head over to third. Now an overthrow is going to get Norton stuck in a pickle. And now Camacho over there at third is threatening. He's going to go home. The throw home is going to be not in time. Camacho's in there safely. And Norton's over there at second. Well-executed play from the Colt 45s there. Gets a run scored. Well, it was a hard ground ball. It was a line shot down the first baseline, past the glove of that first baseman, Zion Judkins. The right fielder, Ivory Jones, picked it up in right field and threw it to second. However, it got away from the middle infielders and kind of dribbled about 10 feet away, and while they were chasing after it, Norton ran it just about halfway in between first and second and then stopped. That drew a throw. They caught him in a pickle, and then while the Indians were dealing with him, Camacho took home. The throw was not in time, and now Bryce Tweed is going to line out to the shortstop. Sorry, I took a little too long with the description there. It was Bryce Tweed up to the plate. He swung on the first pitch and hit a shot to that shortstop, Raxton King, for out number one. But, well, Norton just did a great job of distracting the Indians and drawing the throw. And then Camacho, with that deadly speed, just barely beat the throw home. And it'll be a 1-0 ball game now with a runner on second and one out after the Bryce Tweed line out. Wyatt Reginato, the third baseman, coming up to the plate. Here's the first pitch. It's going to be a curveball in the dirt. Nice block there by Robeson. Keeps it in front. Holds Norton on second. Reginato steps back into the box. The count is no balls and a strike. Here it comes. Swung on and grounded weakly to the second baseman. He'll throw on over to first for out number two. Norton's going to move on over to third.
Now coming to bat.
And that'll bring up Blake Tweed. Tweed going to step up into the box. Now, if you were here watching the ball game, the only way you'd really be able to tell the difference between him and his brother would either be the number on his back, on their backs, or their stances. And by stances, I mean one is right-handed and one is left-handed. So one's sitting in that right-hander's batter box, and that's going to be Blake Tweed right now, who watches a fastball go by for strike one. It's going to be no balls and a strike to Blake Tweed. Bryce Tweed is the power-hitting left-hander. Now the 0-1 pitch. Here it comes. In the dirt. It gets away from Robeson. Norton's coming home, and he will score standing up. Just like that, the score turns 2-0. And Blake Tweed will be looking at a 1-1 count. Ball and a strike with two outs. Score here is 2-0. Colt 45's lead in the bottom of the first inning. Osai comes set. He's got two outs. Here comes the pitch. Low in the dirt for ball two. So once again, that lack of control, unfortunately, comes back and hurts the Indians early in this game. Now the 2-1 pitch, here it comes. That's going to be swung on and driven deep to left center field. It's going back, and unfortunately, the center fielder, DeAndre Gaines, is going to get under it and make the catch just before the warning track. So the Colt 45s score a couple of runs. We're going to head to the top of the second, but remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Lucky Miller's Deli and Market. They have just moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market features sandwiches and burgers, pizza, hot dogs, potato salad, macaroni salad, and more, including dessert. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order. Or you can even order online.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Alrighty, folks. Welcome back here to the top of the second inning. It's going to be Cameron Appling, the designated hitter, coming up to the plate. Appling, big fella, had that long two-run shot in the first game against the Colt 45s. Now he's going to watch a fastball go by across the outside corner for strike one. There'll be no balls in a strike to Appling to start him off.
Now the 0-1 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed this time by Appling. He could not catch up on that one. Count quickly moves to 0-2. Now Jeffries is going to shake off a couple of signs. Now this one he likes. Here's the pitch. Fastball. This one's going to be a jam shot into shallow center field. Camacho's back on it, and he'll make the catch as Appling pops out for the first out of the inning. We got a pretty good crowd here tonight at Tiger Field. Almost the entire left side of these bleachers are filled up. Over on the right side, it's pretty filled up as well. Now, first pitch to Braxton King, the shortstop, is going to be a fastball. This one's going to be fouled off, lifted high and into the parking lot. So it's been four consecutive strikes thrown for Peyton Jeffries. He's got good command of that fastball tonight. Here's the pitch. That's going to be an off-speed. Looks like a changeup just below the knees of King for ball one. So that'll be a ball and a strike now to the tall shortstop. Now the 1-1 pitch. Curveball. That one will find the bottom of the strike zone on that lower inside corner. Count's going to be a ball and two strikes now to King. And here comes the 1-2 pitch. High fastball. Swung on and missed. Exactly what Jeffries wanted to do there for strike three. Walked King up the ladder, and King indeed did chase. So that's out number two as Will Robeson, the catcher, comes up to the plate. Jeffries looking for a perfect inning here. Comes the 0-0 pitch to Robeson. High fastball. Very high fastball for ball one. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Curveball doesn't quite find the strike zone. It'll be two balls and no strikes now to Will Robeson. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Swung on. This one's going to be lined into left field, and it'll be fair. Robeson now heading for second, and he'll be in there standing up as left fielder Ray tracks the ball down and gets it in.
And folks, the previous batter, number 8, is our beer batter. So all beer is $4 for the rest of the year.
So Will Robeson has himself a double to start things off here for the Indians with two outs. That'll bring up Zion Judkins, the first baseman, to the plate. Jeffries now has a little bit of a threat there on second base. He'll work to eliminate Judkins quickly and get out of the inning. The pitch swung on and missed strike one. Judkins just swung straight through that one. That sure was a hack. Doesn't quite make contact, however. No balls and a strike. Jeffries sets up. Take a look at Robeson on second. Now the pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Mendoza. Nice block there by Mendoza. The count moves to a ball and a strike to Judkins. Robeson taking his lead off a second. Those middle infielders aren't holding him on too tight. Here's the pitch. Fastball just a bit outside. Kent's going to move over to two balls and a strike now. Two balls, one strike, two outs, runner on second. Here comes the pitch from Jeffries. Fastball right down the middle, strike two. Kent's going to be evened up now at two balls and two strikes. Again, we've got two outs here in the top of the second. Jeffrey sets up. Here comes the pitch. Off speed, misses the outside corner. Count's going to become full now. Now this is a pitch that Jeffries really needs He's got two outs. He doesn't want to put another runner on. Here it comes. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. So Jeffries indeed gets out of it, and the Colts will head in and grab the bats and look to extend that two-run lead when we go into the bottom of the second inning. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Lucky Miller's Deli and Market. They've moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. So give them a call, 530-691-4333 to place your order. Order online or go in and order inside yourself. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market, proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, using only the finest dark, oily broadleaf Maduro wrappers paired with a rich blend of Nicaraguan long filler tobaccos. This is a stick on the full side. An effortless draw brings out the wonderfully layered notes of espresso, black pepper, and cedar. Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alrighty, folks. Welcome back here to the bottom of the second inning at Tiger Field in this matchup between the Reading Colt 45s and Fairfield Indians. Justin Bosaya back out onto the mound for the Indians. Score here is 2-0 as the Colts look to extend that two-run lead. Right now we are watching some kids on the left field line play a game, some sort of race, and well, now it looks like we're going to welcome up Derek Ray to the plate, or it's going to be another minute. Umpire exchanging a few words with the pitcher and catcher. Now Derek Ray is going to have a conversation with one of his coaches, and they're talking about what they want to do in this situation to lead off the inning. You got to be wondering, Ray, one of the outfielders for the Colt 45s. I mean, he's got some speed, obviously, if he's playing in left field. So you got to wonder if they're thinking about maybe a leadoff bunt. However, Ray does have some power behind that bat. He's got the potential to do damage. And now he'll finally stride up to the plate.
Now batting for the Reading Colt 45.
Ray is coming out of Oklahoma Wesleyan University. He's been kind of in and out of the lineup as of late. He often occupies that designated hitter spot for the Colt 45s. Tonight he'll be playing in left, though. Now the 0-0 pitch to Ray is going to be fastball low for ball one, and it looks like they don't actually have any intention of laying down a bunt here. 1-0 is the count. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and drilled into left field for a base hit. And Derek Ray has himself a leadoff single. So that'll bring up Nate Scott to the plate. Scott is actually in that designated hitter spot tonight. He's occupied it a couple times throughout the season. He also plays a little bit of first base for the Colt 45s when Norton is not. And now with a runner on first, Scott will be looking to do a job here for the Colt 45s. Again, they've got no outs. And now Bosai is going to shake off a few signs from his catcher before taking one he likes. Now the pitch, here it comes. Curveball in the dirt. Nice pick by the catcher, Robeson, that holds Derek Ray over there at first. The count's going to be a ball and no strikes to Nate Scott. Now the 1-0 pitch. Here it comes. That one is going to go behind Scott, and it'll go to the wall. Derek Ray going to take second. For some reason, Robeson decided to throw the ball down. I mean, he caught it off of what looked like to be a couple hops after it hit the concrete on the backstop and bounced right back to him, but there was really no shot. I'm not sure why he decided to throw that ball down. It'll be two balls and no strikes to Scott now with runner on second, no outs. Already the Indians struggling a bit here. Well, there's going to be a curveball in the dirt. That one's going to skirt away from Robeson. And Ray is going to take third. Now Robeson will call time, head out to the mound. Actually, the entire infield is going to head out to the mound. And so is one of the coaches for the Indians organization. They're having a little chat. Probably just trying to calm Bostaya down a little bit. Now Robeson's going to come back behind the plate. Coach is going to stay out there and say a few more words to Bostaya. The count is three balls and no strikes. Again, they've got Derek Ray over there at third base. Now the Indians coach will head back into the dugout. He's walking away as the umpires saying a few words to him, it looks like. Not so sure what that was about. But it'll be a 3-0 count again to Nate Scott. I can't imagine he'll swing at anything unless it is right in his wheelhouse. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. In the dirt, ball four. And that one's going to skirt away from Robeson once again, but he gets to it quick enough that Ray is going to hold up at third. The Colt 45s will have runners at the corners now with no outs. It's Mateo Mendoza comes up to the plate. Mendoza's got a chance to get an RBI here. Fly ball into the outfield would do it. Here comes the pitch. In the dirt, once again, Robeson blocks it this time, and that's got to be the fourth or fifth pitch that Bostaya has spiked into the dirt this inning. Again, like we said, Indians pitchers in that first game of the series struggled with control quite a bit, and it kind of looks like, unfortunately, the same thing is happening to Bostaya here. Now the 1-0 pitch is going to go behind the head of Mendoza. That's the second time Bostaya has thrown behind a batter. Robeson trying desperately to get him to calm down. He is just jittery on the mound, and you can tell. 2-0 is the count to Mendoza. Again, runners at first and third. Comes the pitch. Curveball, that one's going to hit Mendoza. So Mendoza's going to head on over to first. The bases will be loaded for the Colt 45s. No activity in the Indians bullpen yet. That's a bit surprising, being completely honest. And now it looks like that's about to change. We got somebody heading out to that bullpen, or at least going out there to stretch. Bases are going to be loaded for Jonathan Kumai with no outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Now, Kumai had that two-run home run in the first game of the series. He ended up going three for four in that game with a couple of singles to add on to the home run. Now, with the bases loaded, he's got a chance to do more damage. Now, he's going to watch an inside fastball kind of at the ankles go by for ball one. Corner infielders are playing in, looking for that double play at home, or just a force out. And now Kumai's going to get hit with a fastball, and he's going to head on over to first. So it's a real tough start for Justin Bostaya here.
Coming to bat.
And there is indeed activity over in that Indians bullpen. So the score moves to 3-0 here in the bottom of the second. We're going to watch the top of the order for the Colt 45s come up now. It'll be Arive Camacho at the plate. Now his first pitch is going to be in the dirt, blocked by Robeson. It'll be a ball and no strikes. And Bosaya hasn't thrown a strike in about 6 or 7 pitches. So 1-0 is the count to Camacho. Now Bosaya sets up. Here comes the pitch. Curveball. That one will fall into the strike zone, so Bosaya gets himself a strike. It'll be a ball and a strike to Arive Camacho. Camacho walked in the first inning. So far, Bosaya has walked 2 runners and hit 2 others here in the bottom of the second without any outs. Now the 1-1 pitch in the dirt again, blocked by Robeson. Now Robeson's just kind of going to look at his pitcher and, well, he's visibly upset. So the umpire is actually going to call time. He's going to bring out a new ball and have a chat with the pitcher, Bosaya. I've never seen that before. Umpire, I think, wants Bosaya to calm down as much as his catcher does and really focus on just getting a couple strikes. The count's going to be 2-1 to Arive Camacho. Unfortunately, Bosaya just absolutely struggling with his command. He's having a hard time finding that strike zone. Again, corners are going to be in. Middle infielder's playing at double play depth. And now Camacho's going to get hit. So it's going to be Kyle Norton coming up to bat. The last 4 batters have either been walked or hit by a pitch. And now they're going to bring in a new pitcher. I think they were just trying to get as much time out of Bosaya as possible so they could bring in, they could give a little more time to their bullpen to warm up. So we'll have a new pitcher here in the bottom of the second. Colt 45's lead 4-0. And, well, we'll be back after a short break.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Well, alrighty, folks. Welcome back here to the bottom of the second inning. It's a new pitcher in there for the Fairfield Indians. It'll be Carson Williams, number 37, coming in to relieve Justin Bosaya. Bosaya just having a hard time finding the strike zone tonight. Hit a couple of batters on the Colt 45s and walked a couple more. It'll be, Kyle Norton up to bat. For the second time tonight, Norton had that RBI single in the first inning. That was that nice lined ground ball down the first baseline that drew an overthrow from the right fielder and allowed Norton to get himself into a little bit of a strategic pickle, which ultimately allowed Camacho, who had been at third base, to score. So now with the bases loaded, Norton has the chance to do even more damage. 4-0 is the score, and now Williams is going to throw a fastball in the dirt. And now Robeson looks even more upset. I feel a little bad for that guy behind the plate. He is just kind of taking a beating back there. He has seen more balls in the dirt in this knees like two innings. Well, we haven't even played two innings. We played an inning and a half, and he's seen more balls in the dirt in that inning and a half than I think I've ever seen in a game. Even when I was catching in high school, I don't think I've ever seen this many balls in the dirt, even throughout an entire game. And now Carson Williams is going to throw another fastball in the dirt for ball two. It's going to be a 2-0 count to Kyle Norton. And now Robeson is going to go out to the mound, and you can tell by his body language he is annoyed and frustrated, and he is really getting emphatic with his pitcher. So now Robeson heads back behind the plate. 2-0 is the count. Norton standing in there. Here comes the pitch. Fastball. It's going to be low for ball three. So Williams starts this one off with three consecutive balls. It'll be a 3-0 count. Now Williams sets up. Here comes the pitch. Inside, fastball, ball four. So the Indians walk in yet another run. That is the fifth consecutive free base they have given up now. And that'll bring up Bryce Tweed. Tweed lined out to the shortstop in his last at-bat. And now, once again, he'll be working with the bases loaded. The Indians really need a defensive boost here, maybe a double play or something of the sort. They trail 5-0 here in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch to Tweed. Inside fastball, ball one. So Carson Williams has yet to throw a strike. He's started his outing with five consecutive balls. 1-0 is the count. Here comes the pitch. Fastball, again, inside, but umpire says that one catches the strike zone. Pretty similar spot. I don't know if it really was a strike. Might have been a little bit of a pity call there. Count will turn over to a ball and a strike now, however. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Outside curveball, that one doesn't catch the zone. It'll be 2-1 to Bryce Tweed. Wyatt Reginato grounded out, and his first at-bat is over there on deck, trying to get timed up against Williams. 2-1 pitch, here it is. It's going to hit Tweed right in the shin. That one can't feel good, and now Tweed's going to kind of grimace and take a few steps before walking over to first. So that'll be six consecutive free bases that the Indians have given up. Four from the previous pitcher, Justin Bosaya, and now two from Carson Williams, the pitcher. Tweed not wearing an Evo shield or anything on that front foot. That one just drilled him right in the side of the shin. And he still looks to be in a little bit of pain. Time is called. He's trying to walk it off over there at first base. And now he'll head on over to the bag. And we'll get things rolling here again. 6-0 is the score to start us off here in the bottom of the second. No activity in that Indians bullpen. They intend to keep Williams in. Now the pitch to Reginato. It's going to be a fastball low. Again, misses the zone for ball one. Count's going to be a quick 1-0 to Reginato now. Williams will set up. Here comes the pitch. Fastball. This one's going to be drilled into left field for a base hit. One run will score. Now it's going to be Norton coming around third, and he'll score as well. So a two-run single for Wyatt Reginato. Extends the Colt 45's lead to 8-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. That'll bring up Blake Tweed now for the second time tonight. Tweed flew out to deep left center field in his last at-bat. Now he's got runners on first and second. He has a chance to drive in his brother to extend the lead. Here comes the pitch. Swing on. This one's going to be driven up the middle for a base hit. Bryce Tweed indeed headed around third. He's going home to play at the plate. And the throw's going to be in time. They got Bryce Tweed coming around. So a nice throw there from the center fielder, DeAndre Gaines. Eliminates Tweed at the plate.
Good job.
And the score will remain 8-0. But Blake Tweed has himself a single.
Coming to bat, left fielder, 24, Derek Ray.
Derek Ray going to come out to the plate now. He singled in his last at-bat. Williams comes set. Here's the pitch. High fastball. This one's going to be popped straight up to the second baseman. He's under it, and he's going to make the catch. That was Mickey Nunez on the play for out number two. So two outs here in the bottom of the second now for the Indians. Colt 45 has scored six in this inning. And that'll bring up Nate Scott, the designated hitter. Scott, I believe, started off this inning. He walked to start this one off. Now he's going to swing at one and lift it high into right field. Right fielder giving chase, and he is going to lose it in the sun. It'll fall foul. He just overran that one, couldn't quite make the catch. So it falls behind him. Scott there kind of giving a second life. And he'll head back to the box with no balls and a strike. Now, I apologize. I think I said Nate Scott started off the inning. Was it Nate Scott? I'm not sure. It was either Scott or Ray. Now runners are going to go. However, Scott's going to foul this one off for strike two. It'll be no balls and two strikes. Two outs, 0-2 count to Scott. Williams comes set. Here's the pitch. Curveball. This one's going to be fouled off. Williams, all of a sudden, seems to have gained a lot better control over most of his pitches. Remember, he started off he started off his relief of Bosaya with a walk and then a hit batter. Now he'll come set once again. 0-2 remains the count. Here's the pitch. Fastball. This one's going to be lifted high into right center field. Right fielder going back, and he will get under it and make the catch this time. Sun bothered him a bit, but not too much. Well, the Colt 45s score six. They're going to leave a couple of runners stranded as we head into the top of the third. And remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Lucky Miller's Deli and Market. They've just moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. So go pay them a visit and grab yourselves a bite to eat.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, features delicious deli sandwiches and burgers, like the Lucky Club, a specialty BLT, or their barbecue beef sandwich. You can also try Lucky's famous half-pound burger, peanut butter and jalapeno jelly burger, their A1 burger, or Lucky Miller's Master Burger. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order, or order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market, open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., where our food speaks for itself.
Alrighty, folks. Welcome back to the top of the third inning. It's going to be Peyton Jeffries back out onto the mound for the Colt 45s. Should be Jalen Edmonds coming up to the plate to start off this inning. The Indians are in quite a hole after two innings. They trail 8-0 at the moment. And now Mendoza's going to throw on over to second. And the ball will come back around to Jeffries, and we'll get the top of the third started.
Coming to bat, left fielder, number 19, Jalen Edmonds.
Jalen Edmonds strides up to the plate. He's in left field tonight for the Indians. Had quite a bit of action over there in the last inning. Well, a decent amount at least. Now the first pitch to him is going to be a fastball in there for strike one. Count will be 0-1 to start off. Edmonds. Here comes the next. That fastball is going to miss outside for ball one. And now that I'm looking, it looks like it's not. It looks like Williams is coming in to replace Mendoza behind the plate. Now Edmonds is going to drive one foul off to the right side. Giving chase is Blake Tweed over there, and he's going to slide in foul territory but miss the catch. So Edmonds will live to see another pitch. But, yeah, it is indeed Ethan Williams back there behind the plate coming in for Mendoza here in the top of the third. Edmonds now looking at an 0-2 count. Sorry, 1-2 count. Jeffries steps back up onto the rubber. He's going to shake off a sign. Now shakes off another. But he'll take this one. Now time is going to be called. Jeffries has his sign. Here comes the pitch. Curveball in the dirt. Blocked by Williams. But no swing by Edmonds. So the count... it's going to be evened up at two balls and two strikes. Jeffries now sets up. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. That was a nice curveball that moved just away from Edmonds, getting him to chase at the last second. It'll be one out now in the top of the third inning. As Ivory Jones, the number 9 spot, and the right fielder for the Indians, comes up to the plate. That's strikeout number 3 for Peyton Jeffries. And now he's going to start off Jones with a high fastball for ball 1. So it'll be a ball and no strikes to Ivory Jones. Here comes the pitch now. High fastball. That one's going to nick off the glove of Williams and go back to the backstop. Count quickly moves to two balls and no strikes. Jeffries now going to shake off a sign. Now he'll deliver. Another high fastball. And Jeffries just has seemed to lose a little bit of command here just in this at-bat. Count's going to move to three balls and no strikes with an out. Now the 3-0 pitch. Now it's going to be a fastball in there for strike one. It's just below the letters of Jones's jersey. The count's going to be three balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch. Another high fastball, ball 4. So, Jeffries missing high is going to walk a batter here, and that'll bring up the top of the order. It'll be Mickey Nunez coming up to the plate. So it'll be Jones leading off the first, Nunez at the plate. Let's see if Jeffries can maybe draw another double play here. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be an outside fastball, ball 1. Jeffries can't seem to quite hit the corners like he was earlier right now. 1-0 will be the count to Mickey Nunez. Now the 1-0 pitch is going to be a low fastball, ball 2. So it'll be two balls and no strikes. Still Nunez leading off of first. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Fastball once again low Ball three. Now it's missing low, but it's not missing by much. That one is just right below the knees. An umpire with a slightly larger zone probably would have called that a strike. 3-0 is the count. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be a fastball in there for strike one. Jeffries wasted no time on that 3-0 pitch. He just got up onto the rubber, took one step, and threw. Not as much velocity on it, but it hit the strike zone. So the 3-1 pitch now is going to be a fastball.
The views and opinions
of Ivory Jones and bounces away. That's going to be a foul ball. The count will move full now. Mickey Nunez. The count will be full to Mickey Nunez as he steps back up to the plate. This is an important pitch for Jeffries. He doesn't want to walk two in a row. He's done a good job battling back from that 3-0 count. Now the pitch, here it comes. High fastball, ball four. And Jeffries is visibly frustrated now. So, one out, runners on first and second, and DeAndre Gaines is going to come up to the plate. And I imagine he's going to see a pitch that he can hit after giving up two walks. I can almost guarantee that Jeffries is going to be pitching to contact here. Again, runners on first and second. Jeffries sets up, comes the pitch. Low fastball in the dirt. The runner at second, Jones, kind of froze, took a few steps towards third, but a nice block from Williams will hold him at second. Count becomes 1-0 to DeAndre Gaines. Gaines flew out in his first at-bat. Now the 1-0 pitch is going to be a strike. Fastball right on the outside corner. 1-1 will be the count. Again, Mickey Nunez at first. Ivory Jones over there at second. Jeffries could really benefit from a double play here. The 1-1 pitch, here it comes. In the dirt once again. Again, a phenomenal block from Williams. That was way outside and in the dirt, and Williams just slid over very smoothly, squared up on that ball, and kept it in front. It's hard to do with a pitcher like Jeffries, who's got a lot of velocity. The higher the velocity, the harder those balls in the dirt are to block. Now a high fastball is going to be swung on and missed by Gaines. Nice pitch there. Drew a big swing from DeAndre Gaines, and that'll even up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, this time fouled back into the net as Gaines stays alive. Two balls, two strikes, one out, runners on first and second. Jeffries takes the sign and now sets up. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Nice curveball. Drew an extremely weak swing from DeAndre Gaines, who was just kind of flailing after that pitch. And that'll be out number two. Jeffries gets his fourth strike out of the game. That'll bring up Ike Brown. Brown hit into a double play in his last at-bat. That was the phenomenal play from Jonathan Kumai with that glove flip to Arive Camacho at second. Now with two outs and runners on first and second, he'll look to get a couple runs for the Indians. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there for strike one. Nice pitch. And if Brown was looking for a pitch to hit, that was probably it. I'm not sure Jeffries is going to give him something that nice again. Now he's going to get a curveball. It'll be bounced off of the plate and back into the backstop for strike two. And that's exactly my point. Jeffries threw that first pitch fastball that was right down the middle. Brown could have pulled the trigger on that one, but instead waits till he gets a curveball on that second pitch and is unable to really make good contact with it. It'll be no balls and two strikes here. Here comes the pitch. Curveball. This one is going to come just a few inches from Brown. Just misses him. for ball one. Count moves to 1-2 now. As Jeffrey sets up, here's the pitch. Curveball called strike three on the outside corner. And Jeffries gets the backwards K to get out of the inning. That'll send us to the bottom of the third as the Colt 45s look to extend that 8-run lead. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Lucky Miller's Deli and Market. So go in, give them a visit, order inside, call 530-691-4333 to order, or you can even order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market, where our food speaks for itself.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Carl Bott. Join us Monday as we welcome Dr. Doug Craig and we talk about mass shootings in the United States. These mass shootings are not caused just by guns. There's a lot of other problems, and we're going to address that all on Monday, right here. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Alrighty, folks. Welcome back here to the bottom of the third inning at Tiger Field. The Fairfield Indians failed to put up any runs in the top of the inning, and the Colt 45s now come up to the plate to try to add on to their 8-run lead. Score is 8-0 here at Tiger Field as Ethan Williams, in the place of Mateo Mendoza, comes up to the plate. Williams replaced Mendoza behind the plate last inning. And now we'll look to start something off here in the bottom of the third for the Colt 45s. I believe I mentioned it was Carson Williams back out onto the mound for the Indians in this one. Williams struggled a bit after coming in to relieve Justin Bostaya last inning, but ultimately was able to get the Indians out of the inning after 6 runs were scored by the Colts. So now Robeson going to head out to the mound to just say a quick couple words to Williams before the other Williams comes up to the plate. I wasn't even thinking about that. It's going to be a Williams versus Williams matchup here.
Now that from Shasta College.
Oh, Ethan Williams, indeed. 21. Comes up to the plate now, looking to lead things off here in the bottom of the third inning for the Colt 45s. Williams on the mound comes set. Here's the pitch. Low fastball. Just misses the zone for strike one. Now, this umpire tonight, this home plate umpire, he does not have a low zone. Anything below those knees is not going to get called a strike. At least it has not so far. Now there will be an inside fastball, a little too inside, and Williams jumps out to a quick 2-0 lead in the count. Now the other Williams looks down and takes his sign, comes set. Here's the pitch. High fastball. That one will catch to the zone. Right around the letters of Williams' jersey. The count moves to 2 balls and a strike. As Carson Williams on the mound comes set, now delivers. High fastball. This one's going to be up at about eye level for the hitter, so it'll be a 3-1 count. 3 balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch. Fastball inside, but home plate umpire says it catches that inside corner for strike two. And the count's going to go ahead and move full now. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here for Ethan Williams. Here comes the full count pitch. in the dirt, ball four. Williams going to take a free base as Jonathan Kumai comes up to the plate for the second time tonight. Kumai is, well, he's only been up to the plate once tonight, and he was hit by a pitch, so he hasn't gotten much of a chance to hit. Let's see if he is able to get a pitch to hit here. Williams leading off there at first. He's got some speed for a catcher. The old pitch, here it comes. Low fastball. Again, just below the knees of Jonathan Kumai for ball one. Count becomes 1-0 here for Kumai. Now the pitch. Fastball. That one's going to be in there for strike one. Count becomes a ball and a strike now. One pitch. Here it is. Runner goes. It's going to be grounded to the right side. First baseman Judkins has it, and he's going to take it himself to the bag for out number one. However, Kumai is able to get a job done. He moves a runner over to second and brings up Arif Camacho with a runner in scoring position. Camacho is up for the third time tonight. He was walked in his first at-bat and then hit by a pitch in his second, so he's still looking for his first hit, his first opportunity to hit, really. As Williams comes set. Here comes the pitch. Curveball in there for strike one. Williams showing much better control in this inning now. Seems to have settled down a bit up there on the mound. Now he'll take his sign and set back up. Here comes the pitch. That one's going to be lifted into shallow right field. It'll fall for a base hit. Williams is going to hold up at third. And now a throw home is going to allow Camacho to take second. So the right fielder there, Ivory Jones, just completely overshot the cutoff. He was gunning for home, thinking Williams was going to be headed there. And Camacho is able to take second on that one. So that'll bring up Kyle Norton now with runners on second and third. Norton is one for one on the night. He had that RBI single earlier in the game. That brought in the first run of the game, actually. And then he walked in his second appearance. Now with runners on second and third, he's got a chance to do some more damage. He's going to take an inside fastball for strike one to start out, however. 0-1 will be the starting count for Kyle Norton. Williams on third. Camacho on second. Now it's going to be a sharp ground ball to King. It'll dribble away from him. One run will score. And now a throw home is going to allow Norton to take second. Not sure what King was thinking on that. It was a hard, hard hit ground ball. It just kind of bounced right out of the glove of King. It was a difficult play, absolutely. But dribbled a few feet away from King, and when King went to go grab it, he threw home, even though Williams had already scored by a mile. That allowed Kyle Norton to take second. So now we're going to have a new batter in there in place of Bryce Tweed. It's going to be Giacomo Crosetti, and now Williams is going to throw wide into the dirt. That one's going to get past Robeson. Runners will hold, however. Crosetti, number 33, new addition to this Colt 45's roster. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and foul tipped over to the right side. Crosetti so new, even, that I do not have him on my roster. This roster was given to me about 2 days ago. But it'll be a 1-1 count now to Crosetti with runners on second and third. Again, just one out here. Colt 45's lead 9-0. Here's the pitch. It's going to be fouled off to the left side this time. Count's going to move over to a ball and two strikes. Williams looks down and takes his sign. Here comes the pitch. Outside fastball, ball two. Good take there from Crescetti. It'll be two balls and two strikes. Camacho not taking a huge lead off of third. Now Crescetti's going to line one down the third baseline, and it's going to nail Camacho in the ankle. That was a total line shot down the third baseline. They're going to rule it a foul ball, but I think that ball would have stayed fair had it not hit Arif Camacho. I mean, that ball was hit hard, and Camacho even tried to jump out of the way, but it just got him right on the bottom of the ankle. I'm not sure that it might have been a foul ball, but if they had ruled it fair, that would end up being called out. So lucky for the Colt 45s that it's a foul ball. Count's going to be two balls and two strikes now. Sorry, still going to be two balls and two strikes with one out. Here comes the pitch. Curveball, that one's going to be popped back into the stands. Sorry, actually into the parking lot. The count, once again, remains two balls and two strikes, and Crescetti at the plate now is fighting. 2-2 count, one out. 9-0, Colt 45's lead. They've got runners at second and third. Here's the 2-2 pitch. High fastball, swing and a miss. Crescetti goes down on strikes. Good pitch there from the pitcher Williams. It was a high fastball. Those pitches tend to look very appetizing to aggressive hitters, and indeed it did. Unfortunately, Camacho just unable to make contact with that one. That'll bring up Wyatt Reginato, the third baseman, for the third time tonight. Reginato's going to watch a fastball go by on the outside corner for strike one. It'll be an 0-1 count with two outs to Reginato. He's 1-for-2 on the night. He had a two-run single in his last at-bat, and he grounded out in his first one. Now with an 0-1 count, here's the pitch. High fastball. Reginato lays off. It'll be ball one. So in a ball and a strike to Wyatt Reginato. Again, we've got two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and lifted. Foul over to the left side. That one's going to go behind the dugout. The count will turn to a ball and a strike now. Sorry, a ball and two strikes with two outs for Wyatt Reginato. Again, Camacho over there at third. Behind him is Norton at second. Reginato got a chance to score a couple of runs. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. High fastball, strike three. So Williams gives up a run, but helps to strand two runners on the base paths for the Colt 45s. And that'll bring up the top of the fourth inning. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Lucky Miller's Deli and Market, who have just moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. They feature sandwiches, burgers, pizza, hot dogs, potato salad, macaroni salad, and more, including dessert. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market, where our food speaks for itself.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Alrighty, folks. Welcome back here to the top of the fourth inning at Tiger Field in this matchup between the Reading Colt 45s and Fairfield Indians. The score is 9-0, Colt 45's lead. It's going to be Cameron Appling up to the plate for the second time tonight. Appling popped out in his first at-bat. They look to lead things off here for the Indians. Again, they trail 9-0. They've got to get something big started if they want to get back in this game. Comes the pitch to Appling. It's going to be swung on and lifted deep in the center field. Giacomo Crosetti going back, and he'll get under it and make the catch for out number one. Cameron Appling goes down for the second time tonight. Now Braxton King coming up to the plate. He struck out in his first at-bat. And with one out, he'll be looking to start things off here for the Indians. Comes the pitch from Jeffries. High fastball, ball one. So a quick 1-0 count to King. Now the 1-0 pitch. Fastball outside this time for ball two.
Here will be
$4
for the rest of the inning. 2-0
pitch. Here it comes. Fastball. That one's going to be inside, but it'll catch the inside corner for strike one now. Two balls and a strike to Braxton King. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Curveball. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Nice pitch there from Jeffries. Fell right down out of the strike zone and drew a swing from King. 2-2 pitch. Here it comes. Swung on and driven into left field. Derek Ray is going to let it fall in front of him for a base hit. And now with one out, it'll be Will Robeson coming up to the plate for the second time. Robeson had that double earlier in the game. Now with one out and a runner on first, he'll look to do a job for the Indians, help them score a run or two, and he's going to foul one off back into the parking lot. Started off with an 0-1 count. Braxton King over there leading off of first. Pretty modest lead, especially for a guy with such long strides. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Curveball is going to be grounded lightly to Reginato at third. He'll throw to Kamai at second, over to first. Not in time at first. Norton, the first baseman, did a good job of picking Kumai's throw out of the dirt, but they'll still only get one. Nice play there from Reginato. It'll be two outs now for the Fairfield Indians as Zion Judkins, the first baseman, comes up for the second time tonight. Judkins struck out in his first at-bat. Now with a runner on first. See what he does. But first, Jeffries is going to pick off. Sorry, he's going to try to pick off Robeson at first, but they're going to call it a balk. I have no idea how that was a balk. Jeffries spun around and threw. I've seen that play a million times, and I've never seen it called a balk. So there must have been some twist of the shoulders beforehand, before he spun around and threw. Either way, it's going to be runner on second now with two outs, as Jeffries delivers a low fastball to Zion Judkins for ball one. It'll be a 1-0 count to Judkins. Here comes the pitch. That one's going to be fouled back into the net. The count will become a ball and a strike. Here in the top of the fourth inning. One pitch. And now, over to second, Jeffries will throw. Robinson back in there sliding. It's been close. Towns going to remain a ball and a strike. Two outs. Jeffries now sitting up. Comes the pitch. That one's going to be swung on and lifted. Foul over to the left side. Count's going to become a ball and two strikes.
Good job, Forrest.
So Jeffrey's going to step back up onto the rubber. Judkins will step back into the box. Count will be a ball and two strikes with two outs and a runner on second. Indians have yet to score here. Swung on and grounded. Kumai's got it. He's going to drop it, though. Now the throw to first is going to be not in time. There's going to be a play at the plate now, and that throw is going to be not in time as well. Kumai bobbled that ball after fielding it up the up that first second base gap.
Number 19, Jaylen.
The throw at first, it sure looked good to me, but Judkins apparently just beat it out. And then Norton's throw home to try to catch Robeson, who was trying to steal a run, was not in time, and the Indians are on the board now. Scores 9-1 here with two outs. Now a high fastball is going to draw a check swing from Jaylen Edmonds, the left fielder, for strike one. Edmonds struck out in his last at-bat. Colt 45 is close to getting out of this one there without giving up a run. Unfortunately, they do give up their first run of the game. Now a foul ball is going to make the count 0-2 for Jaylen Edmonds. And we've got two outs here. The top of the fourth inning. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded up the middle. Kumai's got it this time. He'll take it himself to second base for out number three. So the Fairfield Indians are able to steal a run, but they still trail by eight as the Colt 45s go in and grab the bats. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Lucky Miller's Deli and Market. They feature sandwiches, burgers, pizza, hot dogs, potato salad, macaroni salad, and more, including dessert. So go pay them a visit. Grab yourself a bite to eat. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market, where our food speaks for itself.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drought. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Alrighty, folks. Welcome back here to the bottom of the fourth inning at Tiger Field. Mismatchup between the Reading Colt 45s and Fairfield Indians. Colt 45s currently lead. 9-1 is the score. It's going to be Blake Tweed coming up to the plate. Tweed is 1-for-2 on the night. He had a flyout in his first at-bat and then singled in his last one. He'll look to start things off here in the bottom of the fourth for the 45s. They hope to extend that 8-run lead. It'll be Carson Williams back out onto the mound for the Fairfield Indians. And now he's going to throw a fastball in the dirt for ball one. Quick 1-0 count to start off Blake Tweed. Williams, in the bottom of the third, showed much better control than he did when he came in the bottom of the second. Now he's going to throw a fastball in there for strike one. The count's going to be evened up now at a ball and a strike for Blake Tweed. Now Williams sets up. Here comes the pitch. Outside fastball. Misses the zone. Strike one. Sorry, ball two. Don't know what I was thinking there. Two balls and a strike will be the count to Blake Tweed. Williams sets up. Middle infielder is playing deep. Here comes the pitch. Fastball in there for strike two. Count will be evened up at a couple of balls, a couple of strikes. When I say deep, I mean they are playing pretty much in the grass. They're starting in the grass. They're creeping in on the delivery from their pitcher. It's now 2-2 pitcher it comes. That one's going to be drilled on the ground to Braxton King. King is going to field it easily, but overthrow first by a mile.
We're going to start the 50-50 raffle. It's a dollar a ticket.
And, Blake Tweed gets on an error. Braxton King kind of submarined that throw, real casual-like. And, man, it just went a mile above the head of the first baseman, Zion Judkins. So, now it'll be a runner on first as Derek Ray comes up to the plate. Ray is 1-for-2 on the night. He singled in his first at-bat and then popped out in his second. Now he'll look to do a job with no outs and runner on first. Williams throws over to first. In the dirt, good pick by the first baseman, Judkins, to save a base there. Ray has yet to see his first pitch. Here it comes now. Runner goes. Swung on and fouled. Tweed will be sent back to first base. The Colt 45s have had a lot of success on the base paths this season. They're a very speedy team. And they're very competent base runners. You got to wonder if that's something they work on a lot in practice. Their jumps are, really on another level, and they're always catching the pitcher by surprise. Now Williams going to throw over to first. I mean, really, what they've been doing throughout the season is taking advantage of a lot of underdeveloped pickoff moves. A lot of guys coming right out of high school, maybe in the early years of college, have yet to really develop a good pickoff move. Now Tweed again going for second, and he'll be in there. Sliding safely. Again, adding to my point, I think the entire Indians team knew he was going to steal. He already tried it once on that foul ball from Ray. Williams tried to pick him off a couple of times, couldn't, so just decided to throw, and Tweed indeed does take that base easily. They're able to just get, much larger leads than usual and much better jumps because they understand that a lot of pitchers are really just kind of focused on the plate, But anyway, it pays off for them there. They've got Blake Tweed at second now. Derek Ray facing a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be lifted high into left field. It's going back. It's in a blind spot for me now. I can't see what's going on. And it's going to be caught by the left fielder, Jalen Edmonds. If you didn't know, folks, here at Tiger Field, I'm on the left side of the bleachers, and the dugout proves to be a little bit of a blind spot for me, so I can't see into a little corner of left field there, and that's exactly where that ball went. But the Indians are able to get their first out of the inning as Nate Scott now comes up to the plate. Scott is 0-for-1. He walked in his first plate appearance, but then flew out in his second. Now he's going to drill one into center field. Coming in a few steps is that center fielder, DeAndre Gaines, and he'll make the catch. And quite quickly, the Indians have two outs on the board. Scott's second fly out of the night. Now that'll bring up Ethan Williams, the catcher. Williams walked in his last at-bat. He came in for Mendoza a couple innings ago behind the plate. Now the home plate umpire going to go out and brush off the plate a little bit. It'll still be Tweed over there at second base. Williams coming set now. Comes the pitch. Runner goes. This one's going to be lifted into right field now. Ivory Jones under that one and out number three. So a little interesting there how that one went. Three consecutive fly balls, one to left, one to center, and then one to right. But it'll end the inning for the Indians as they go in and grab the bats and hope to minimize that eight-run lead that the Colt 45s have at the moment. Now remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Lucky Miller's Deli and Market. Give them a call at 530-691-4333 to place your order. Order online or just go in and order yourself. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Alrighty, folks. Welcome back to the top of the fifth inning here at Tiger Field. It's the Reading Colt 45s versus the Fairfield Indians. Indians coming up to the plate. It'll be Ivory Jones for the second time tonight. He's hitting in that number nine spot. Peyton Jeffries back out on the mound. He has been pretty stellar tonight. Getting up just one run through four innings so far. And if he gets through this fifth inning, he will most likely have himself a win. That is if the Colt 45s can hold on to this eight-run lead. Remember, you never want to say never in this game. There is always a possibility of a comeback. So, Ivory Jones striding up to the plate.
Now batting for the Fairfield Indians. Catcher,
he walked in his first plate appearance. Now the pitch to him. He's going to show bunt, and he tries to pull back. This one gets him on the hands. And are they going to allow him to first base? They are. They're going to give him the base. And now he's down on his knees, and he falls over onto the ground. He's in a lot of pain. He is in a lot of pain. I'm wondering if maybe that one broke a finger. Time will be called. Williams going to head out to talk to his pitcher. Now, I'm honestly a little surprised that they gave him the base on that. He did not look like he pulled back in time. He looked like he was showing bunt completely, and I thought it just hit him on the hand while he was showing bunt, in which case it would be a foul ball and a strike. That's what I thought happened. Apparently, the home plate umpire is going to rule that he did indeed pull back in time. Either way, however, you never want to see the guy in this much pain. He's still down on a knee, just kind of gripping that hand in a lot of pain. He's got quite a few people surrounding him, including the umpire and Kyle Norton, the first baseman for the Colt 45s. Looks like he's going to be okay. And now we're just kind of waiting a little bit. So he'll just try to shake it off and head on up to first. It'll be Mickey Nunez coming up to the plate for the third time tonight. Nunez is, he is yet to get the chance to hit. He was hit by a pitch in his first appearance and then walked in his second, similar to the number one spot for the Colt 45. So Reeve Camacho was also walked and hit by a pitch in his first two plate appearances. A little bit of a coincidence there. So Ivory Jones leads off of first. Here comes the pitch to Nunez. It's going to be a low fastball in the outside corner, a little too low for the strike zone. The count will become a ball and no strikes to Mickey Nunez. Jones taking a decent lead over there at first. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be almost an identical spot. However, this one's going to be a called strike. So in a ball and a strike now to Mickey Nunez. Again, the score is 9-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. Throw back over to first. They got him on the pickoff. Peyton Jeffries picked off Ivory Jones. Jones took a few steps towards second, trying to act like he was stealing. I don't know what he was doing there. It was like he was trying to draw a pickoff. And then kind of just froze, and Jeffries threw over to first and got him. Great pickoff move right there from Peyton Jeffries. Gets the first out of the inning. Here comes the pitch now to Nunez. That is going to be low, I guess. Man, that looked like a good pitch to me. Apparently it misses just a little too low. The count's going to become two balls and a strike to Nunez. Now, the 2-1 pitch from Jeffries is going to be delayed as the umpire calls time. Now the 2-1 pitch from Jeffries is coming. Low fastball again on the outside corner. Too low for the strike zone. Count moves to three balls and a strike. Nunez wants to avoid giving up a walk here. Sorry, Jeffries wants to avoid giving up a walk here. Nunez wants the walk. Well, if I was the hitter, I'd rather a base hit, to be completely honest. Now he's going to see a fastball in there for strike two. Count's going to become full. It's a little high there and inside. Nunez didn't want to go chasing after that one. Now he's going to call time, and the umpire will give it to him right in the middle of Jeffrey's delivery. That's tough for Jeffries. That can always get in your head as a pitcher. Now the 3-2 pitch. Here it comes. Swung on and grounded softly over to the left side. Reginato's got it, but his throw over to first is going to be way offline and out of play. Reginato made a sliding stop to cut that ball off. It was kind of right in the middle of him and Camacho. Camacho didn't have a play there. The throw was just way offline. It wasn't going to be on time anyways. But they're ruling it an error. But I believe that's a single and then an error on the throw that allows Nunez to reach second. If I was keeping score, that would absolutely be a single in my book, and I'm going to write it down as such. DeAndre Gaines is 0 for 2 tonight. Here he comes to the plate. He's going to watch a fastball go by low for ball one. He's 0 for 2 on the night. That's a fly out and a strikeout, looking for his first hit of the ball game here in the top of the fifth with an out and a runner on second. Comes the pitch now. Swing on and missed. High fastball. Got him to chase up. Town's going to move to a ball and a strike. Now I'm looking over to the right side, and there's a Fairfield Indians player in line for, where they thought was the snack bar. It looks like it's actually the bathroom. That would have been funny, having a player go to the snack bar in the middle of the game. Whew, comedy gold. Anyways, the count's going to be a ball and a strike to DeAndre Gaines. And something happened where the umpire had called time, but Peyton Jeffries threw a pitch anyways. DeAndre Gaines wasn't even in a stance. Now, still with a 1-1 count, here comes the pitch. Little check swing there from Gaines. It's going to be a called strike anyway, however, as the count moves to a ball and two strikes. We have the runner on second base. Now the 1-2 pitch. Here it comes. Swung on a miss, and it's going to be in the dirt, so Williams is going to have to pick it up and make the tag on DeAndre Gaines. Now Gaines is going to toss his bat. Ike Brown, who was coming up to the plate, was asking for it, and Gaines, like, threw it over his head. That was concerning, and now Gaines goes in the dugout and throws his helmet on the ground. I'm telling you right now, Ike Brown almost had to, like, duck out of the way of that baseball bat that was thrown over his head and into the net. Wow, that is extremely concerning behavior there from DeAndre Gaines. But it'll be two outs for the Colt 45s. Ike Brown now, he's 0 for 2 on the night. Now there's going to be a ball in the dirt. Williams gets to it and throws over to third. It's going to be in the dirt there, however, as Reginato has to dive to pick that ball out of the dirt. Williams had a good block there, however, it was able to squirt away from him just a couple of feet. He got to it, but was unable to make an online throw. So the count will be 1-0 to Ike Brown. And there will be a runner on third with two outs. Indians on the verge of scoring their second run of the game. Now Brown is going to foul one off back into the net. Count will become a ball and a strike. Ball and a strike, two outs. Again, score is 9-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. Setting up is Jeffries. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball and two strikes with two outs here to Ike Brown. Now the pitch to Brown is going to be an outside curveball. Two balls and two strikes. Brown is probably one of the most outspoken guys on this Fairfield Indians team. You'll always see him chatting it up with his teammates and even players on the Colt 45's team. 2-2 pitch. Here it comes. Curveball just misses the strike zone. Count will become full. I even have had a little bit of conversation with Ike Brown before the first game of the series. He was over at the snack bar and was in disbelief of the prices. It's $9 for a double cheeseburger.
You're waiting for
it. Now there's going to be an outside, will look to be a slider, that will put Ike Brown on first with ball four. Runners at the corners now for the Fairfield Indians. With two outs, it'll be Cameron Appling coming up to the plate. Appling is 0 for 2 on the night. He popped out and flew out. Now he's got a chance to do some damage. Remember, he had that two-run home run in the first game of the series. Home run here would be huge for the Indians, but he's going to pop one straight up and out of play. It'll be back behind the stands. Count will become no balls and a strike. Appling sets up in the box. Jeffries now the delivery. Runner at first fakes a steal, but he'll head back to first. Count will be 2-1. It was a high fastball there that missed the strike zone to Appling. Comes the pitch. In the dirt. Nice stop there by Williams. Count now becoming 3 balls and a strike. So Appling on the verge of a walk here. Got to imagine he wants to hit, however. With two runners on, being 0 for 2 on the night. You got to wonder if he might chase it something just a tad outside of the zone. Here comes the pitch. And he's going to ground it to Kumai at second, who will throw on over to first for out number three. So Appling goes down for the third time tonight, and Jeffries gets out of a little bit of a jam without giving up a run. So that'll bring us to the bottom of the fifth inning as the Colt 45s head back into the dugout. Folks, this game is brought to you by Lucky Miller's Deli and Market. They've just moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market features sandwiches, burgers, pizza, hot dogs, potato salad, macaroni salad, and more, including dessert. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market, where our food speaks for itself.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Now, Matt, I hear we're kind of in a mortgage boom right now. Can you tell us more about the benefits of possible refinancing your home right now?
So the thing right now that is different with refinancing ever in history, rates are at an all-time low, values are at an all-time high. So right now, people are able to lower their interest rate and get rid of mortgage insurance.
Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomenon, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
All righty, folks. Welcome back to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Tiger Field in this matchup between the Reading Colt 45s and the Fairfield Indians. The Indians just last inning had their first shutout inning of the game so far. They allowed two in the first, six in the second, one in the third, and finally put up a zero there in the bottom of the fourth. Now heading into the bottom of the fifth, we are going to welcome up Jonathan Kumai. Now the umpire is yelling at the sound booth to turn off the music. He had to yell up there a couple times before they heard him. We were all just vibing out to Sweet Caroline for a little bit. Now the pitch to Kumai is going to be a low fastball for ball one.
Number four, Jonathan Kumai.
It was, it's Carson Williams back out on the mound, if I failed to mention that. Now he's going to throw another high fastball to Kumai. That'll be ball two. Kumai tonight is 0 for 1. He had a ground out in his last at-bat. He also was hit by a pitch earlier in the game. Now he's going to watch another fastball go by low for ball three. Count's going to move to three balls and no strikes. Not the way Cameron Williams wants to start this. Sorry, Carson Williams. Not the way Carson Williams wants to start this inning off. Leo Page, here it comes. Strike one on the outside corner there. Three balls and one strike to Jonathan Kumai. Here comes the pitch. Low fastball, ball four. So Kumai gets on with free base. So far, the Indians have walked five batters in the night. They've also hit about four others. It's about nine free bases given up through four innings. That'll bring up Arive Camacho for the fourth time tonight. He is 1 for 1 with a single. He's also walked and hit by a pitcher earlier in the game. Now he's going to throw, see a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. The count will be no balls and a strike to Camacho. We've got Kumai leading at first. Now there's going to be a pickoff attempt at first. Nice pick by the first baseman, Zion Judkins, right out of the dirt to save a bag. That's not the first time he's done it tonight. Again, 0-1 is the count to Camacho. Williams sets up. Comes the pitch. That one's going to be driven into left field for a base hit. Kumai will hold up at second. And just like that, the Colt 45s have two runners on. And Kyle Norton coming up to the plate with no outs. Norton is 1 for 2 on the night. He had an RBI single in the first inning. And then walked in his second plate appearance and reached on an error in his third. So he has yet to miss the base paths tonight. He's been on the bases in all three of his plate appearances. Now he's going to watch fastball go by outside for ball one. Camacho leading off of first, Kamai off of second. Here's the 1-0 pitch.